We are with the government because we don't want the South to become Somalia. So what is happening right now with the Riek Machar turning the war into a Dinka Nuer conflict, that would automatically lead the South to Somalia. So now we are with the government to maintain law and order so that the South is stable.
You've asked for the commander of Unity States, Major General James Kouang, to return to the fold of the government within 3 days, otherwise you would storm the capital Bentiu.
Correct. Yes, we gave him 3 days because we want the civilians and also the UN staff to get out of the town. What happened is that 4 days ago, there were refugees brought from Khartoum. Around 3,000 of them are now in Unity State. So we have to give time for the UN to remove all those people because once our forces attack Unity State, there will be a lot of destruction and we don't want the innocent people to be hurt.
Is there any other option other than attacking Bentiu?
Well, the other option is that we are Nuer elders are now talking with James Kouang to try to come to the side of the government without a fighting. But if it doesn't within 3 days, then our forces will not have any option other than attacking him.
Why would Riek Machar claim that he had Unity State under control if what you say is true, he didn't?
Riek Machar, to be honest with you, Riek Machar claims it's not true. Even if you talk to James Kouang, would tell you that he's not fighting for Riek Machar. James Kouang rebelled because of the reaction about the killing of the Nuer in Juba. It is emotional reaction. It is not necessarily that these people are fighting for Riek Machar. Even if you talk to Peter Gadet in Jongle in Bor, he will also tell you the same thing, that Peter Gadet is fighting because he is claiming that the Nuer were massacred in Juba. These people are not fighting for Riek Machar and they are not taking direct orders from Riek Machar. They are giving their own orders without even consulting Riek Machar. But Riek Machar, the politician, wants to exploit the situation to tell the world that he has some powers. But to me, as I know so far, Riek does not control even those generals who claim to rebel against the government.